ready. You just dropped the heat on him and knock his out. What's next for you guys right now?
Right now, we just going around. We networking and, you know, trying to see what doors we can get open. Working on different, got a lot of different stuff we're working on. You know, we're talking about doing a collaboration, compilation record with SIBO right now.
Yeah.
You knock out Drake to SIBO. And we got the thing, you know, me, KT, and Knock doing things. And we're talking with Lil Easy right now. We're doing some work with Lil E for his record. There's just a lot of little things, man. We're just, you know, just trying to get cats to come to the table and see what's coming to the table with Wayne. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
With Blazers and Long, the New West movement, you know what I mean? We're just doing whatever we can right now, man. Just trying to stay busy and let Lil Bro get back in the swing of everything that's going on out here.
Yeah, what was it like for him, like, being in the studio again after such a long time?
It didn't come back as easy as he thought it was. It was a little struggle at first, because, you know, he ain't heard himself on the mic, and, you know what I mean?
Just
voice had changed a little bit, so, you know, just a matter of getting him back familiar with everything, you know what I mean? But it was cool, though.
Yeah.
He actually didn't rush into it. He waited for a little while, and, you know, I waited until he was ready to go in, and we went in and got knocked the song out.
Yeah.
And, you know, what he came out like, though.
What was the day when you... Did you go and get him at the prison gates, or what happened? Tell us about that day when he got out.
No, his girl when it got him, his wife when it got him. You know, we wanted to let him have his time with his girl, you know.
Yeah.
She went and picked him up or whatever.
How was it like meeting him, like, for the first time in such a long
It's just all love, man. You know, we brothers, so, you know, it's just been bringing the family back together. A lot of the family that ain't seen each other, and ain't been, you know, around each other a lot. You know, it's been kind of bringing the family all back together, you know what I mean?
Kind. Can you speak about the King T project you got going? How many songs have you recorded right now?
Right now we got about 4 songs done, but we still ain't settled on as far as how we want to do it. You know, we got a lot of different ideas and a lot of different offers for us to do things a certain way, you know what I mean?
Right.
Crazy Tone's been hollering, he wanted to do a group with B King T, BT Knockout, Melee.
Yeah.
So we just exploring right now. Our main thing is just trying to get some music done and stay busy, you know?
Right. So, when's the next mixtape coming out? Is BG gonna be on there?
Yeah, he gonna be on. I'm like 90% done with it. That's all I'm really waiting on, is to get a couple of songs with Knock on it, and we'll be able to do our thing, you know what I mean? But I got some fire for you. I flip some shit that dudes ain't gonna be used to, ain't gonna be ready for, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I did some shit. I rapped over shit like Mary J. Blige, Enough Crying, and I rapped over Cassie. There's a song with Cassie. Bad Boy.
Oh, yeah.
I fucked over to Rick Ross Hustling.
Damn.
I mean, man, when you hear that, it's so vicious, man.
Yeah, you gotta slide that over.
Yeah, it's vicious, man. You already know what I'm gonna bring. You know, I ain't trying to come with nothing less than some fire.
Yeah, and I heard some, I was in the studio with Madness For Real, like, a few weeks ago and shit. I heard some songs from the album, your solo album, is banging. You speak on that? Who's doing production besides Madness For Real, and how many songs you got done for that?
Man, I got it right now. I'm probably about 40 songs, you know what I mean?
Damn.
I'm just working. I'm just not all the way secure with what I'm going to use on the album, what I'm going to use with me and my little brother project, and some other things we got going on. So, you know, I'm just working right now. I'm fucking with a lot of unknown dudes and a couple of, you know, heavy hitters. I'm fucking with Rick Rude, who, you know, did the Destiny's Child and Busta Rhymes. He had the new Fantasia, the last Fantasia single. I'm fucking with Rick Rude. I got a THX. Did most of the Young Hog record that'll be coming out.
Yeah.
New cat named Sleep D. Sleep D's got heat. He the one did the song Automatic that I got up on my MySpace and shit. He did Automatic.
You still fucking with that dude who worked for Kanye West, the keyboard player?
Yeah, EP. I'm still fucking with EP. I'm actually waiting on some tracks from EP right now.
All right.
He, EP had a song on the boy Neo last album, on Neo album too.
Yeah.
And he fucking did some shit on Benita Joe, the Janet Jackson project or whatever.
Yeah.
So that's my dog. I'm always fuck with EP.
Yeah, and you know, the latest song you put up, you kind of like speaking on Bone Thugs, and a lot of people been catching feelings about that. You just said it straight, like, because it's not a beef, not like a diss, and you're just speaking out from the heart. Tell me about that.
Everything I do is from the heart, man. If I diss a motherfucker, motherfucker know when I diss you, because I ain't gonna hold no punches. You know what I mean? That wasn't, if somebody take that as a diss, they just emotional and then wanna find a reason to, you know what I mean, to try to make it like that, but it wasn't a diss record. It's just when I write what come to my soul, and that's just something that's been on my soul that I ain't never spoke on, you know what I mean?
Yeah. All right.
lot of people don't know that I'm the one, I brought them dudes in out the snow in Cleveland at a show to meet Eazy-E, because they rapped for me first, you know, and I liked what they was doing. I knew it was different, so I took them, I made security let them in the back door, right. You know what I mean, and took them to meet Eazy-E, you know, and all I, my whole thing is that don't, I ain't asking for nothing, I'm just asking for the credit, give me my credit, you know what I mean, just let it be known that I did that, let me, you know what I mean,
yeah.
It could be something that set me up for future jobs, you know what I mean, where I can have that on the resume, on the resume that I did that. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
feel.
Yeah. And what's up with the Young Hoes right now? They be kind of quiet right now. I heard they were gonna drop a mixtape with Warrior, but I didn't think that Ava came out.
Well, you know, we've been really, you know, them still my little dudes, man. But you know, on the DL, we ain't really put it out there like that. But they ain't really messing with industry funk no more.
Oh.
I mean, when I went to jail on this last violation, them and my boys had, you know, differences or whatever, so they chose to try to go through their own thing. But you know, they still part of the New West movement. They fucking with the Blue Division up at Universal, and their record was supposed to be coming out. I don't know as far as what happened with the DJ Warrior thing. You know, that was something that they did when I was in jail.
Yeah.
But it's still all love. It ain't no love lost. They just, you know, they on a separate mission.
Right.
You know, I'm on their record. I got like two songs on their record too.
Tight shit. So what's up with that R&B singer you were fucking with when I was out there? You still fuck with him?
Jasper?
Yeah, Jasper.
Yeah, Jasper. Jasper, man, he got a little discouraged, but I'm still fucking with him. Like right now, everything is kind of just like in the air until I get off this parole. I got 90 days left on parole. So once I get off this parole, then I'll be able to maneuver and be able to put all my pieces together. But Jasper is definitely a piece of the puzzle, you know what I mean?
Right.
You know, as soon as I can get my deal settled in on whatever, you know, level I'm going to put this deal out on, I'm gonna go grab Jasper because he's a real talented dude.
Alright, man. Okay, so what should people look out for first thing that's gonna come out right now? What should they be looking out for?
Well, the first thing what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna drop this Dirty West mixtape. Just another Dirty West mixtape, like, you know, following the same program as the first three. And, you know, just to get the buzz back right, because I knew it kind of died down when I went to jail.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna do that. Then I got Dirty West Volume 5, which would be all original beats. That's damn near done also too right now. So I'm gonna just hold that up for a little while and drop another regular mixtape, you know, just to give the fans something, you know, and get the buzz back.
Right.
Then I'll drop the other one. But you know, it's a lot of things in the works right now, man. I just spoke with Jerry Heller the other day. He called me.
Yeah.
And, Jerry Heller, he's talking about starting a new company and things like that. And you know, we might be involved with some stuff with him. You know, we'll see how it all pan out. But right now, it's just conversation, but it's in the air.
Yeah, his wife hit me on MySpace and shit.
Yeah, I talked to his wife also, talked and shit, so, you know, it's just right now, we just playing it by ear. We're just trying to get some hot music done,
yeah.
You know what I mean, and see who's going to come to the table,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Do you know what happened to Lil Eazy while he was dropped from Virgin? What's he doing now?
I think he basically asked to be dropped from Virgin. He asked, I don't think he liked the deal. Shit went on with Pete Foreman or whatnot.
Oh.
So he ended up leaving Virgin or whatever, but he just signed a new deal.
With who?
But I forgot who the deal. I don't want to say because I don't really know exactly.
Yeah.
All of the
is it a big label?
Of it. But it's a big label. He got a deal for NWA Entertainment.
Damn.
Eazy's label. All
right. Sounds hot.
We all talking about doing most likely we're trying to hook it up to where his first single will feature me and BG Knockout on it.
Damn. That'd be some shit.
Put that together right now.
Tight. All right, man. You got any last words for the fans?
My only thing I want everybody to understand, man, is that there's a lot of cats in positions out here, man, that can see cats eating. They ain't trying to see cats eat, man. You know what I mean? So it's on the fans and the people in the streets and the consumers to dictate what they want. You know what I mean? If you know that you're hearing fire music from these artists and these young cats that are coming out, and cats like us who ain't never really had that real opportunity to be heard and seen the way we need to be, you know what I mean? Y'all need to support it. You know what I mean? Get out there and support it and get behind it, because that's what these companies see, that they need to give other cats a shot to eat.
Yeah. The
game won't stay so monopolized.
Right. All right, bro. Thanks a lot, man. I'm going to hit Knockout right now and see what's up.
All right, young love. Stay
all right,
up,
buddy.
Man.